Doctor! The TARDIS! I can see it!
I don't think we're gonna make it!
Yes, we will. Now run! Ow! Look out, Rob!
We've made it! Open the door, Doctor!
I'm trying, Rob. Come on, old girl. Don't let me down now. Goodness, I managed to recall the TARDIS to Mogador. I thought when the time ring stopped working, we'd be stuck there forever.
Oh, I don't think I like the cliff, Doctor. In fact, I don't think I'd like anything with fangs, fins, and prison smellier than the TARDIS laundry basket after we accidentally created that artificial life form from Nick's old socks.
Yes, let's never go there again.
Well, we wouldn't have had to have gone to Mogador at all if it wasn't for you two.
I said we were sorry.
Yeah, we didn't mean it. It was just a joke.
You tell me the Daleks have invaded the TARDIS for a joke?
Well, how were we to know you'd whip out your time ring and transport us off to some alien planet?
Yes, and that the Mogadorians have just started their bicentennial 10-year war with the cliff to determine who is the rightful owner of the Holy Shield of Grop, when all the visitors to the normally peaceful planet are captured as prisoners of war and imprisoned in the mud mines of Mogador for the entire duration of the conflict.
Daleks indeed, as if. Oh, just go and clean yourselves up, both of you. The Time-Space Telegraph. It's receiving an incoming communication. Well, well, well. After so many years. Come on, old girl. I've got an appointment to keep.
Why do I have to wear these stupid clothes?
At least your costume has a hat that keeps your ears warm. This wind is sending a draft right up my...
It's a Deerstalker, and this is the Isle of Skye on the 31st of December, 1899. We're right on the coastline. See the sea over there?
I see the sea. Hey, it's New Year's Eve. We should be going to a party.
Oh, we are.
Doctor, what's going on? Why are we here?
We're here because you both deserve a break, and it's been at least 3 years since we had a New Year's Eve. It's the dawn of the 20th century, and Lady Rosalind Carrington of Carrington Castle is celebrating in style. See it up there in the distance?
Looks a bit haunted to me, Doctor.
Yes, I don't like the look of it.
Nevertheless, that's where we're going. Come on.
Oh, come on then, let's get moving. Can I wear your hat, Nick?
No, get your own.
You two, pack it in.
Michaels, I'm sure there is a well-lit fire tonight. Our guests are soon to arrive.
The stranger, m'lady?
Indeed, indeed. He was always a stranger. The mysterious doctor, always a companion or two at his side.
I will ensure the guest room is also prepared, madam.
He'll have two super sleuths with him. Keep minds to match his own. The Doctor only travels with the fiercest of intellectual equals, Michaels.
I tell you, it was Wincy Willis!
It was never Wincy Willis. You don't know what you're talking about. Anne Diamond was the best TVAM presenter by far.
Wincy!
Anne!
Wincy!
Anne!
Pack it in, you two. Doesn't matter. Besides, everyone knows that Lorraine Kelly was the true queen of 80s daytime television.
We're almost there. It's a scary looking place.
Ooh. Well, I hope we don't meet any ghosts.